Lying at the bottom of the hill, Hammond heard the Tyrannosaur roar bellowing through the jungle. Jesus! He shivered hearing that sound. It was terrifying, a scream from some other world. He waited to see what would happen. What would the Tyrannosaur do? Had it already gotten that workman? Hammond waited, hearing only the buzz of the jungle cicadas, until he realized he was holding his breath, and let out a long sigh. With his injured ankle, he couldn't climb the hill. He would have to wait at the bottom of the ravine. After the Tyrannosaur had gone, he would call for help. Meanwhile, he was in no danger here. Then he heard an amplified voice say, "Come on, Timmy! I get to try it too! Come on! Let me make the noise!" The kids. The Tyrannosaur roared again, but this time it had distinct musical overtones and a kind of echo persisting afterward. "Neat one," said the little girl. "Do it again." Those damn kids. He should never have brought those kids. They had been nothing but trouble from the beginning. Nobody wanted them around. Hammond had only brought them because he thought it would stop Gennaro from destroying the resort. But Gennaro was going to do it anyway. And the kids had obviously gotten into the control room and started fooling around again. Now who had allowed that? He felt his heart begin to race, and felt an uneasy shortness of breath. He forced himself to relax. There was nothing wrong. Although he could not climb the hill, he could not be more than 100 yards from his own bungalow and the visitor center. Hammond sat down in the damp earth, listening to the sounds in the jungle around him. And then, after a while, he began to shout for help. Malcolm's voice was no louder than a whisper.
"Everything looks different on the other side," he said.
Harding leaned close to him.
"On the other side?" He thought that Malcolm was talking about dying.
"When it shifts,"
Malcolm said.
"Shifts?"
Malcolm didn't answer. His dry lips moved.
"Paradigm,"
he said finally.
"Paradigm shifts," Harding said. He knew about paradigm shifts. For the last 2 decades, they had been the fashionable way to talk about scientific change. Paradigm was just another word for a model, but as scientists used it, the term meant something more, a world view, a larger way of seeing the world. Paradigm shifts were said to occur whenever science made a major change in its view of the world. Such changes were relatively rare, occurring about once a century. Darwinian evolution had forced a paradigm shift. Quantum mechanics had forced a smaller shift.
"No,"
Malcolm said.
"Not paradigm. Beyond."
"Beyond paradigm?" Harding said.
"Don't care about what anymore."
Harding sighed. Despite all efforts, Malcolm was rapidly slipping into a terminal delirium. His fever was higher, and they were almost out of his antibiotics. "What don't you care about?"
"Anything," Malcolm said, "because everything looks different on the other side."
And he smiled.